I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, Mono County is pleased to announce the appointment of Stephanie Trujillo as the new finance director effective January 26, 2026. Ms. Trujillo currently serves as the county's budget manager. In her new role, Ms. Trujillo will lead the finance department, which encompasses the statutory functions of the auditor, controller, and treasurer tax collector. She will be responsible for overseeing a $2.8 million departmental budget and a staff of 12. Her broad portfolio includes countywide accounting, payroll, property tax administration, and treasury operations. Additionally, she will provide strategic leadership for the Treasury Oversight Committee and the Economic Development Corporations. Stephanie has demonstrated exceptional fiscal leadership and a deep commitment to the Mono County community during her tenure as budget manager, said Jennifer Kratz, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors, District 1. Her technical expertise and collaborative approach make her the ideal person to safeguard our public resources and lead our financial operations in the future. More on this can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Well, during a closed session yesterday afternoon and after an intensive and competitive nationwide recruitment, the Board of Supervisors in Inyo County directed staff to develop a contract with J. David Frazier to serve as County Administrative Officer on an interim basis. The vote was unanimous. The contract spelling out the terms of Mr. Frazier's employment is expected to come before the Board for approval on February 3rd. We look forward to working with Mr. Frazier, who brings a wealth of experience in public service, Board Chairperson Trina Oral said. We encourage everyone to join us in welcoming Mr. Frazier to Inyo County. More on this article and his qualifications can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. On January 14th, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce hosted its third annual Career Compass Exploration Day, transforming Mammoth High School into a day of career discovery for nearly 350 students from Mammoth High School, Lee Vining High School, and Jan Work Community School. Throughout the morning, volunteers from the community filled the classrooms during second and third periods, sharing professional and life experiences, career insights, firsthand stories about their career paths, while answering student questions. In total, 45 speakers from across the community participated, representing a wide range of industries and backgrounds. More on this article can be found at sierrawave.net. On January 20th, the USDA Forest Service has completed an emergency operation to save wild horses trapped in deep snow on California's Inyo National Forest after severe winter conditions left the animals with no access to food or water. Forest Service crews rescued 23 horses and transported them to a temporary holding facility in Bishop, California. Three horses were humanely euthanized due to critically poor body condition, and seven horses were found dead in the field because of starvation and exposure caused by prolonged snow cover. Many of the surviving horses were visibly emaciated and in poor health and would not have survived without intervention. Forest Service staff are providing care to stabilize the animals before transporting them to better-equipped facility on the Modoc National Forest for continued care and rehabilitation. Recovery is expected to take up to 10 months. The horses are associated with the Montgomery Pass herd and move well outside their normal range before becoming stranded by recent heavy snowfall. Rescue efforts included the use of bait and water traps and required limiting public access to prevent disturbance. A temporary closure in the Bald Mountain area was put into place to support rescue operations and ensure public employee safety. That closure will be lifted Thursday, January 22nd. Yesterday, Senator Maria Alvarado Gill expressed dismay over the announced closure of Del Monte Foods cannery in Modesto, which will eliminate hundreds of year-round and seasonal jobs in the heart of California agricultural region. The Del Monte's plant shutdown marks the end of an era for the Central Valley stored canning industry, once the lifeblood of our farms, families, and communities. This shutdown isn't just about one plant. It's a symptom of the failed policies that have turned the Golden State into the graveyard for businesses, said Senator Alvarado Gill, vice chair of the Senate Agricultural Committee, who also noted having grown up on Del Monte Foods, they were everyday staples in our pantry. For decades, California's Democrat-controlled legislature has increasingly imposed burdensome corporate regulations, taxes, and extremely environmental mandates that make it difficult for industries like agriculture and manufacturing to thrive in the Central Valley. High energy costs from green energy experiments, restrictive water policies that hurt farmers have driven companies like Del Monte to the brink, while neighboring states offer tax incentives and regulatory relief. As a result, businesses are fleeing California in droves, taking jobs and economic opportunities with them. The people of the Central Valley deserve better than to watch their livelihoods vanish because Sacramento prioritizes radical agendas over hardworking families, Alvarado Gill continued. We need substantial businesses, reforms, tax cuts, deregulation, and policies that support our farmers and workers, not punish them. I stand with the affected employees and growers, and I'll continue to fight to reverse this damaging trend. Coming up this weekend, Felicia and Friends Winter Concert, program number 3. It's called The Magic Flute. It's by the Chamber Music Unbound. Saturday, January 24th at 7 p.m. at Siracusa College in Mammoth Lakes. And then on Sunday, January 25th at 4 p.m. at Siracusa College in Bishop. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Most of all, thanks for tuning in.